Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
We want to continue today with our subject of Revelation, and it's part 6, and it's the text is from Revelation 6:17, and it says, "For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" In part 5, we studied the opening of the first four seals, and we saw the four horsemen who brought trouble upon this world. You remember that only the Lamb was able or worthy to open the seals. The books are not yet opened, only the seals. And when you think of how many trouble the seals are predicting, imagine what is inside the book. The first seal was a false religion. The second seal was war. The third seal was inflation and famine. And the fourth seal was death. We saw that death had the power to take 25% of the world population. So just imagine how many there are. But this was only the beginning of the judgments of God. Much worse is yet to come. As we turn to the fifth seal, we see something different. In the fifth seal, it says in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?' Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said of them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed." Amen.
Amen.
When the fifth seal opened, was broken, it was a time when Christians on earth were martyred, were killed. The saints were killed. Who are the saints at that time? We know that the church was raptured before that, meeting the Lord in the air. So if the church, the Christians, are no more here, so who are these saints? Saints of that time are those who didn't make it for the rapture. Didn't make it. They're still here. Many church people will be left behind. People who went to church every Sunday, they will be left behind. If you are not righteous with God, you will not be raptured. You will be left behind. Somebody asked me, what about the children? Are all the children raptured? Clearly no. It's not so. The Bible explains in many places that children are meeting the fate of their parents. So if you are a born-again believer and you are ready for the rapture, your children will be raptured with you. But if you refuse the name of Jesus, you are staying here and your children too. So, because the children are saved and sanctified through your faith. If you have no faith, they cannot be sanctified. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, "For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy." So your children become holy through you. And so when you are raptured, your children will be with you. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we see when Korah rebelled against Moses, we see that even the children were punished. We read that in Numbers chapter 16, verse 32 and 33. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, and all the men with Korah with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Where they had their tent and their belongings, it just opened the ground and they went down, including the children. We see the same also with when Achan sinned against taking some of the devoted things in Jericho. That is in Joshua 7, 24 and 25. It says, then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Sarah. I have to explain. They were in Jericho to take over the city of Jericho. And God said, the whole city is devoted as a first giving. First fruit. So you have to destroy everything. You're not permitted to take anything. And Achan, he took some of the things. And so when they made the next attack on Ai, they were defeated. And Joshua asked, why are we defeated? And God said, because you sinned. And so they found out it was Achan. Then Joshua said, all Israel with him, took Achan, the son of Sarah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. In verse 25, so all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. So we see the whole family, including the children, were punished. Therefore, in rapture, the children of unbelievers will stay behind, while children of the believers are taken up. Some may say that is not right. Why? We believe that we are born in a state of sin. When you are born, you're in a state of sin. And therefore, if nobody is there to stand for you, to have faith for you, you will be lost, no matter your age. We see that some people were left behind and they are becoming believers. Imagine after the rapture, many become believers. Either maybe they were church members. They heard about the rapture, but they were not ready. They will accept Christ. There are people who know you, friends of yours or whatever, and they know you spoke about the rapture. Now you're gone. And they start to believe in God. Whoever has eyes will see that the judgment of God that you were speaking about is coming true. So many will turn to Christ because they saw the believers going. And if they open their mind and think, they know it is written in the Bible. But they will live a terrible life of persecution, and many of them will be killed. Today, there are many who say unvaccinated people are criminals, they should go to prison. If they say that today, imagine what they are going to say at that time. If you don't take the mark of the beast. The saints have deep and strong faith. They will neither turn from their faith nor deny their Lord. Those who are loyal to God and his word would choose death rather than obey the commands of the devil. The saints will choose something more precious than life. They do this because their faith is strong in God, and love of life will be gone. It says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." A person gets to a point in his life where being loyal to God is more important than life. When the time when the fifth seal is broken, most of those saints that left behind have been into that tribulation for 2 years already. Martyrdom would be merciful because it delivers them from the trouble they have to go through. We read in Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, 'Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.' Yes, says the Lord, that says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." There will be a very short time when people can still turn to God. But after, it's a matter of months before Christianity will be forbidden. Jesus willingly went to his death because he had faith in his Father and he exercised that faith every day. When he arrived in the Garden of Gethsemane, his faith in the Father was strong. Jesus asked the Father to remove the cup of being killed from him. But it was the Father's will that Jesus should die, and Jesus accepted the Father's will. Similarly, many martyrs will pray for deliverance, but they will submit to death because it is the will of God and because they would not change anything. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "When they opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar those who had been slain because of the word of the testimony, because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. In the temple stood an altar. It was an altar of burnt offerings, where they were offering sacrifices of animals. And the blood of these animals that flowed down under the altar. Now the souls of the martyrs were underneath the altar of burnt offerings because their blood represents human sacrifice in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says they were slain because of their faithfulness to the word of God and the testimony that they maintained. The time is coming when people will regard anyone who says, 'I'm a Christian,' as an enemy of God, because Lucifer himself calls himself the God, God Almighty. So if you're a Christian, you don't submit to the devil. So they say you're an enemy because he's masquerading as God. Because the saints will refuse to worship none but Jesus, they will insist, the devil will insist that these people shall be killed because they don't give honor to him. Jesus warned us in John chapter 16, verse 2 to 4. "They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father nor me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you." Jesus has warned us that all this is coming. The fifth seal is not finished yet. It says in verse 10, they called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? They were not calling for revenge. They are the saints who long to see that those people who killed them would be saved. Like Saul, who was a killer of Christians and became a Christian. They call that their blood should not have flown for nothing. Judgment was already on the earth. And more people were killed for the name of Jesus Christ. To have faith in Jesus means to surrender to his will. We must be willing to go, to be, to do whatever Jesus commands us, and even up to death. Living by faith is a difficult experience. It's contrary to what we would like to do. But a life of presumption is much easier, just to do as everybody else does. Even in these days, when you see everybody wants to be vaccinated, it's easy just to go for the vaccination. It's hard, it's strong, it takes courage to stand against it and say, I'm proud, I'm not vaccinated. So in the same way, it's with a Christian life. To go with the masses is easy, but to stand for Christ takes courage. Then we read in Revelation 6:11, it says, then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been was completed. White robes mean honor, and it means righteousness. They have released, resisted the state, they have resisted the government for the Lord. Now they ask him to avenge their deaths. And the Lord was comforting them, He asked them to wait a little longer. God would do the right thing at the right time. God always does the right thing at the right time. We may think the time is right now, but he thinks he knows the time when he planned is correct. God knows exactly how many people will be martyred for their faith. And until all of them have been martyred, the saints have to wait. During the Great Tribulation, many will be martyred, and they should wait until the full measure has been reached. But they can rest in Christ, and they are not forgotten. They are comforted by the Lord Almighty. Amen. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, we read about the sixth seal. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black, like sackcloth, made of goat hair. And the whole moon turned blood red. And the stars of the sky fell to earth, as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. We see three of the pictures of earthquakes, what has happened, houses collapsed, ships are on the land instead of on the sea, everything demolished. And the Bible says in this sixth seal that there will be earthquakes. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 7, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Immediately, chapter 24, verse 29, immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. You can see the picture of when the sun stops shining. You can see the blood red moon. All is written in this sixth seal. Stars are falling from sky. Meteorites are hitting. We see the different pictures. Go on. It is actually 800 million years ago when the Earth was hit by 50 trillion tons of apocalyptic meteorites. Imagine that is going to happen again. Meteorites, it's not the stars, Saturn and all this, what do you call them, will fall, but it's the meteorites who are falling on the Earth. And the satellites are hit and they are coming down. We also see on the next picture, the sea or the islands are vanishing and the sea is taking over the land. We can see how the mountains are coming down, how rocks are falling. And you can see how the sky, the heavens, is rolled up like a scroll. It will be a time of chaos by natural catastrophes like never before. Like never before during human existence. It will be so bad that people hide wherever they can. It says in Revelation 6:15-17. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and even every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? The great day of wrath has come. When Adam sinned against God and obeyed Satan instead of God, the crown was cursed because of the sin of Adam. Satan is a destroyer, and the ground is cursed. Judgment of God is hitting the world like never before. Nature is in chaos. Climate is changing. There's an environment pollution. The poles are melting. And because they are melting, the islands are overflowed. As God brings judgment, still people will turn to him. They have all kinds of explanations. No, I mean, as the judgment is coming, people will not believe in him. They still refuse to believe in God. They have all kinds of explanations why all these things are happening. They never admit that God has brought judgment because of their sin. They hide themselves from all these calamities. Whoever has eyes can see the wrath of God, can see the judgment of God that is coming. And many people die through these calamities. The world population will dwindle because of natural catastrophes, because of war, because of famine, because of pestilence, pandemics. People will die countless because of all what is happening. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. The day of the Lord is terrible. we saw the judgment was brought through the six seals. Last week we spoke about four, today we spoke about two. There is still a seventh seal in chapter 8. But before that, next week, we will look at the 144,000 who are sealed. The eighth seal, the seventh seal, will come just before the judgment of the seven trumpets commences. So when we look at all these things, it's a warning to us. We must be ready for the rapture, because whoever is left behind will face the terrible tribulation like never before in the history of the world. Do you want your family members to be there? Do you want your friends and colleagues to be there? Do you want your neighbors to be there? Go and tell them about the hope of salvation. Let them be saved as quick as possible. Tell them to turn to God, that there is an urgency about it. Warn them about the great tribulation that is going to come. Warn them and tell them to turn to God. Bring them to the church so they can learn about the Word of God. We have no time. We have no time to waste. No time to waste. Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations. And this call is so urgent today, like never before, because there's not much time left before the rapture. May the Lord God Almighty have mercy on you and make you fit for the rapture. Amen.